We'll call this, we're missing one of the committee people. No, you're, there you are, you moved on me. All right, we'll call the Public Works meeting together, call into order, and we'll start with a pledge. Fred, you want to lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to welcome our new members of Public Works. Fred and I are the only veterans left. Welcome, Doc. And welcome, Wendy. And welcome, Steve, to the Public Works Committee. All right. Minutes, approval of minutes of December 6th. Is there a second? Okay. Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Steve,
opposed?
Microphone.
Carried. We have a request that we run Jeff through first. Somebody has to make another meeting. Jeff, you want to give us a report on soil and water, and then we'll get into the other.
I wasn't sure why I was coming here.
This is for the cleaning of the streams, isn't it, Bob?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Want to know what we can do for a lot of requests for stream cleaning. What rights do we have? What can we do? What can't we do? Those are the types of things. Turn. You got to make your microphone look red.
Push the button.
There you go.
I'm not used to all those fancy technology. We're used to running heavy equipment and stuff like that, and so bear with me.
Okay.
So let me just give you an update of where we're at right now. I'll try to give you an update. It's going to be an overview. I know for a fact that I've got over 70 requests that we have been out to look at private. That's just private landowners. Stuff. So I got a list. I don't know what I'm going to do with the list yet, but I got a list. My goal was to at least make contact to people so we didn't get them too upset, let them know that we were thinking about them, let them know that we are going to attempt to try to do something within the next 2 years. This is going to take a long time, folks. The storm events that we experienced, we're in the neighborhood of a 500-year event. Tuscarora Creek, down through that entire valley from Jasper, Canastillo, all the way to Addison. We've never had an event like that in that watershed. It was the flood of record in the Tuscarora Creek, according to emergency services. Tim told me that. So what we've been doing is I've been working with Todd with County Highway. I've been asked to help them do a lot of rock estimates for the repairs on bridges, county roads, and all that sort of stuff. So we've been trying to get our infrastructure back into a safe, passable state. That's what we've been working on since August. We had the August storm, and then we got hit again with another storm on Halloween weekend. And that hit a different part of the county, pretty much the north area a little bit, Canona, Cohocton River a little bit. So we've been through probably the wettest season that I can ever remember in my 34-year career. Since May, June of last year, it's done nothing but rain once a week. Things are super, super saturated. We're dealing with landslides. Trees are just sliding off the banks on these steep slopes because of the clay soils that underlie them. So we've got a lot of work to do. So how are we going to get it done? I'm going to tell you right now, FEMA's in town, but they're not coming real quick, are they, Todd? We've been in contact with Homeland Security. They have been in contact, I think, with most of the highway superintendents who have signed up for the FEMA disaster. But until we can get FEMA representatives on board to have our first meeting with them, then not much is going to get written up until that happens. So soil and water and county highway have been doing progressively, trying to get done what we can get done with what funds we got currently in our pocketbook, which isn't a lot for private landowners or agricultural producers. The other thing is it's going to be a challenge because my personal feeling is that we don't have the manpower to do all the work that needs to get done, nor do we have the equipment that is available to us to get all that's got to be done in everybody's eyes. So we're going to just take it one step at a time, get the worst things done that we can get done, and just keep moving. County bulldozers are getting old, right, Todd? There's no doubt. They were bought way back in Randy Cool Day during shared services. 11,000 hours on a bulldozer? Come on. We can't keep them running. They're getting too old. Yes.
I just want to let you know you're here because I requested it to start with. I represent Campbell as well.
Yep.
They have told us every year that it's ice that caused flooding. And this summer, we've had roads underwater two or three times. We didn't have any ice this summer. So sure. What my conversation to start this was, what do we do to get permission to get in the river and fix those problems? And not asking the county to do it, not asking soil to water. I'm talking the town of Campbell, flat out, either doing it ourselves, renting equipment, hiring it done.
So in the river, you're going to have a very difficult time getting stream permits in that river because of a endangered mussel that lives in the Cohocton River all the way up through this valley. I did a project out behind, it's upstate Milk right now. And I was allowed to protect that power pole back there. We did that about a year ago so that they didn't lose their electric to their plant with riprap. Took me in excess of 7 months to get the permit, and I had to modify my plan so that I did not touch the water while I was doing it. I had to dig it back in the bank and place it. So, and we looked at doing a gravel shoal shaping right there at the Legion below the 333 bridge. And the DEC would not allow us to go in there to take that out. Problem you have in the Cohocton is you got the most stable stream system down through the town of Campbell that exists in Steuben County right now, believe it or not. The flooding is flooding. We're going to have flooding. You get a 100-year flood, that entire hamlet in Campbell all the way up the river is in the 100-year floodplain. So you're going to get flooding. We've had flooding since I started my career in 1994. We had floods in 94, 96, 97, 98, 2000, 2003. Meads Creek's a prime example too. So it's something that you're going to have a better opportunity mitigating the flooding than you are trying to dredge the river, because the river is going to fill itself back in again immediately, right after the first storm event. Whatever you spend your time on doing with all that equipment, bulldozing, moving gravel, the stream wants to put it back the way it was because the stream wants to flood out in order to be stable. If we dig too much material out and start destabilizing the embankments along that river, you're going to have bigger problems because everything's going to destabilize. I have to follow my own graph. This is a emergency stream intervention program that was developed by Delaware County Soil and Water back in 2010, I think. The state has accepted this as the Bible for how we do permits. So if I don't follow this process to figure out whether a stream has got too much gravel in it, they're not going to approve it. So if I can come up with a cross section of the area where we have to work, if I can prove that it is, there is too much material in there, then yes, I will be able to apply for a permit to remove that material. Even on Class C streams, you're talking Coctown River is a CT stream, all the way to, actually it's navigable from Campbell down, it's trout above it. So no matter what you do in that river system, all the way to the Livingston County line, you need a permit from DEC. So the mining thing is gonna kick in the permit, plus we're not allowed to mine any material out of a stream over 100 cubic yards, 10 truckloads, without a DEC permit in any stream in this county. Okay. So right now it's myself and one other individual in the soil and water that can do these permits. So how many permits can I get done? The last permits I did a permit for the town of Urbana to dredge the boat launch in the village area there so they could get their boats out. I applied for that permit last April. I still haven't received it yet. So I can only do what I can do and wait for the process to progress.
I had a question on one of our other questions we were wondering about is, you know, resources that you guys could use, because we know that you've had a lot of big events and probably that there's work that was stacked up, you know, well before those big events. And so I'm wondering what, you know, what if you had a kind of like wish list on how you think you could utilize more resources efficiently and still utilize them well after, you know, we get through the glut that we've got right now with the work that you have.
So the resources are basically manpower and equipment, right? If unless you're going to start hiring private contractors, the problem with hiring private contractors is you're going to pay state wage rates. You're going to be paying big money. That's why years ago, when I worked with Randy Cool to get the grant money to buy our first excavator, we tried to share a service thing because it got to the point where that $75,000 that the county gives me on an annual basis to maintain streams was only getting 6-7 jobs done a year, because I was having to pay private contractors, heavy equipment, state wage rates. So in order to stretch our money, we then worked a deal with County Highway. They give me an operator to help on projects, and we were able to get away without having to ask the county for more money at that point in time and then not have to pay state wage rates. So that's how we did that back then. The biggest challenge is the amount of work that people think we need to do right now is tremendous. The amount of work that I have looked at is tremendous. Plus, I haven't looked at everything yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't know all resources I am going to need to accomplish what we need to accomplish. And I can't do it alone. And with County Highway, they help me tremendously, and I try to help them tremendously. So we're working together. So it's basically staff time and resource, you know, equipment resources. I don't even know if the county's got enough heavy highway operators to run the equipment, because they have to have a Class A license to run a piece of equipment. So you got to look for a Class A driver to run the equipment, and then we got to train them on how to run it if they haven't done a lot of equipment operations. So, you know.
Well, is that something?
I don't know if I'm answering your question.
Is that something you could get us a clear estimate of, on what, you know, resources you could use to,
Right now, I bought, just to give you an example, I had a federal project I had to get done before the end of December. I was going to lose $280,000. We were so busy doing other highway work that I couldn't use county highway equipment. Ended up borrowing from Chemung County one excavator plus our excavator plus an end dump truck plus a D6 high drive bulldozer. And I use Alfred State heavy equipment operating students to run some of that equipment for us with an experienced operator on site. That's how we got that job done. I had to borrow that equipment because we didn't have it. We have an end dump, but it sits over in Mount Washington and it's still broke down from what I know. So I had to go borrow one. So with that equipment, that's how I got those jobs done. And I'm glad I got them done because I'm probably looking at putting about almost $100,000 in my pocket by doing it that way, which I need to do more work in other streams, other places, or purchase a piece of equipment. So
who owns the worn out dozer, the county or you?
I only own a Volvo excavator. And I don't actually own the John Deere 85 excavator. That was a deal that we went through with Jack where Senator Romero wanted to give us some money. He said he couldn't give the money to the Soil and Water District. So I went and saw Jack. I said, well, we can get $100,000. I don't think we better let it go. So that's how we did ago, that.
Folks, I think our share was like 15 grand to get the model that we wanted. And Omer and Pomazano, it was about $100,000.
About $100,000. And then I ended up buying the buckets. So if you try to take that away from me, you'll have to buy your own buckets. Anyway, so that's how we got that one done. I have the opportunity right now to buy Chemung County's D6 high drive dozer, which sits on the job site in Steuben County for about $240,000. It's only got 800 hours on it. And it's a 2018. So I've talked to Todd, but that's as far as we've gotten. So I don't know the process, but I'm willing like to put that in about half the money towards it.
What is the dozer like that cost, Brandon?
I think we figured 280 to 290. Didn't we?
Somewhere around 290,000.
Yeah.
John has a question.
Yeah. Did we not appropriate some money out of ARPA funds for soil and water?
Yes, you did.
Was it like 400,000?
300.
300?
320.
Okay.
That was for cost shared projects with private landowners.
But the other
question wasn't to purchase equipment.
With this dozer that we've got 66,000 hours or whatever is on this.
11,000.
How many?
11,000.
11,000 hours on it. 6,000. Is that something that's been requested in a capital project? For future.
I don't remember that on a.
So if we got a piece of equipment that old, why isn't it sitting out there as part of the budget process?
It was not in this year's budget, John.
Yeah, I don't know your budget process because my budget process is
different. My knowledge, it was not in this year's request from Vince. Apparently, Vince didn't put other things in priority above it.
Well, when he did his budget in 2021, he didn't realize we were going to have a flood in August of 18th either. So, the other thing you need to know is FEMA is not going to give money to private landowners to fix their streams.
So I guess that's part of what we should be looking at with these ARPA funds sitting out there if we can't supplement this somehow and buy the equipment that's necessary here. Because this is something that needs to be taken care of.
And he suggested he would be willing to put up some of the money for the Chemung County piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
So I think that's a good use.
You put in this organization, and I've always been in favor because they do local stuff. They do the right work.
So would that purchase replace that 11,000 mile?
No,
11,000 hours.
I'm sorry. Vehicle, it's not the same.
You probably have 11,000 hours on you, Hilda.
I don't think
that, he's unreplaceable. Scott.
That would be a shared service piece of equipment.
Right. We'd share it between the soil and water and county highway.
Do we have much of a use for dozers, Todd?
Yes, Jeff has had. We've had both of our dozers working.
We've had them working every day since August 18th.
I think if they had another dozer, they'd use it every day, because the amount of streams in this county that I traverse all over the place is immense. Mm-hmm. And without, we did a project, a fencing project, and without like the Chesapeake Bay grant, that creek was able to be cleared out. That was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And without doing that project, my whole lower farm and plus down the creek would have been washed. So the biggest thing that I see is that they need equipment and personnel, and it's a constant battle. It's not just a one-time fix of trying to clean up floods. After the flood's fixed up, then there's maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rocks roll downhill and they all go into the creek. They need constant maintenance and cleaning. And then I see down here looking for bids for fill. Well, why can't we use some of that fill for a rock fill for some of the projects that they need in some of the other places?
We have used material out of streams for fill in the past.
But we're looking for bids. We're looking for bids. But I mean, if we're doing these things, why can't we use some of the fill that, and then you need people out there in the forefront getting these permits ahead of time so these jobs keep rolling.
Right.
You need an executive person to be filling out contracts and putting in bids and then going from there so that the people on the ground can keep rolling.
So it's basically the permitting.
Yeah.
Is primary.
You're involved with most of it. A lot of it's bank restabilization. So
yep.
When we come in,
Todd, why don't you come up to the microphone?
Yeah.
We're going to tag team this one.
When we do projects with Jeff, we are told what we can and cannot take out of the streams. So a lot of it goes back to bank restabilization. So if you have, just say, 1,000-ton bar of gravel, we may only be allotted 200 tons of it because they want that material put back in to restabilize
that tonnage can be put back up on the banks. Some of it's got to
be
taken
honest
out.
With you, when you look at a lot of these streams and they look like I got piles of gravel in there, when I run it through this scenario program that was set up by USGS on what based on the watershed size determines normal channel size and the normal in-stream channel floodplain, because we're talking two different floodplains. I'm sorry, this is a 3-day course. I'm trying to give it to you in 15 minutes, but.
You want to get closer to the mic, Jeff?
There. Yes, sir. So based on this, determines how much material I need on site to replace those banks that washed out, reestablish a channel that is based on the watershed, how many ever square miles it is, and the channel depth, width, internal floodplain width before it goes to high banks. So a lot of that material, when the town comes to me and says, geez, we got all this we got to take out of here, when I run it through this scenario, there's very little sometimes that we have to take out, but it's mainly shaping and grading and dozer shaping to get it done. Get the channel back to its normal size.
I guess just a comment, you can't do anything unless you have equipment. And I think we need to look at the ARPA funds, what is restricted and unrestricted, and what we have left to sit up there and try to shore up this situation.
Well, and maybe we need, you know, the county public works to have equipment to be able to do it and another operator. I mean, or administrative, whatever it is. If it's an administrative problem for him to, you know, deal with the state or whoever he gets his budget from, if we have another person that's working with him regularly with some more equipment, that'll at least help put a little bit of a dent in some of the stuff.
You're definitely going to have, if you buy more equipment, the county's going to have to supply more operators for them. We're going to have to hire more employees. Brad?
On that $320,000 ARPA funds that we designated for you, I kind of thought that that would hold you over until you got federal funding. Will you be reimbursed that money from the federal government?
No.
Okay.
The federal government told me that the only projects FEMA will reimburse the Salt Water District for are projects that were an improved project that I have done in the past, which means take Doc's stream there where we did a riprap project. If that stream destabilized itself and blew all that rock out, FEMA would pay me to work on putting it back.
Okay.
It's just about ready to blow out because it's full of fill again. Understood. But it's still there. It didn't blow out. I didn't have any projects blow out in this flood that I have done in the past. Whether that's because I didn't do that many in that watershed, but I didn't lose anything in Tuscarora on the Addison back road.
No, that all stayed. And part of Jeff's, the way he's been running it is, he doesn't get just any riprap. He gets riprap big enough to take the current of that creek or river.
It's based on velocity.
You do analysis of it, and if you don't put big enough rock in, it ain't going to stay. So sometimes it's big rock, and there's very few rock that come in on the truck, and the reason for it is the size that he needs and the weight.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Jack. Wasn't there a discussion that to get soil and water this money to tide them over until the federal funds came through?
It wasn't so much federal funds. It was if I could apply for any state grants that came down the road. It wasn't, okay. Federal.
It was because for 2 years, he wasn't able to apply for any state grants. He was running out of money.
Okay.
So we said, we'll supplement you with additional monies to keep your projects going.
Okay. And that's fine. Yeah. I was just thinking if there was a reimbursement coming from the state, maybe that could be used to pay for some equipment. That's not going to be the case.
No.
Okay.
No. The only grant I got right now, I got through Phil Pomazzano's office. He called me up, wanted to give me some money. I said, well, just send me the check. That's okay. it wasn't as easy as that.
Never is.
The process I went through was that I've got a hydro seeding program, which I use my labor and my materials on, and the county highway pays us back a little bit per tank. It doesn't pay for the whole thing. The grant pays for the rest of it. But the dump truck I have that we pull the hydro seeder around is a 2001 dump truck. It's 20 years old. So I needed a new dump truck. I didn't have to come to the county legislature and ask you for the money for that dump truck because I was able to get it through a state grant. So that's how the state grant programs work.
Okay.
They generally don't reimburse me for work already completed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be, if I write up project work to be completed, most of it, the state grants for stream work have to be an environmental benefit. So I have to write it up as an environmental benefit, reduction of sediments, whatever, fish habitat, so on and so forth. Those are the projects that I can get reimbursed for.
Okay.
Not so much projects on Colonel Bill's, Tuscarora Creek, the ones that we got blasted on. So if that helps.
Yep, it does.
Or makes it more confusing.
Is there any other questions for Jeff? You know, I get questions from landowners, you know, or their properties well along the Tuscarora Creek and so on. And there's trees out in there. The channel's kind of changed. And I tell them, well, you got to go through a process. But they don't want to hire a contractor to do it. You know, they can do it without. They could hire somebody. It's their land. And,
right.
And with a permit.
I have to give them a permit, though.
You have to get a permit from Soil and Water, but nobody wants to spend their own money. They want the government to do it, whether it's the town or whether the county. I get questions. Why ain't the county dozer in there straightening that creek out? They did back in 72. I said, well,
that's when it was new.
Back. But the thing is, rules have changed.
Rules have changed and programs have changed. So you don't have the same federal programs you used to have back in the 70s.
C is not what it used to be in 72.
There was no environmental protection in 72. That the Clean Water Act didn't really kick in until the early 80s.
Yeah. See, in 72, the county put a dozer in there and they just straightened the creek out, pushed the trees out of the way, and everybody was happy, but you can't do that today.
I was 7 years old in 72.
So.
No, but so I would like to circle back around eventually on this opportunity to get a dozer from Chemung County, especially if Soil and Water is willing to put up some of the money. I agree with John that we should be helping them with equipment, at least resources for equipment, so that they continue doing their work. And the ARPA money, that's a good use for it.
Agreed.
You got the cash, Jack?
Is there a reason why Chemung County is getting rid of it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is there a reason why Chemung County is getting rid of it?
Yeah, they replace their equipment every 3 years. So they don't have maintenance on it.
So is there some interest in the Public Works Committee to forward to finance a possibility of 100 grand towards this dozer? Will that be enough? You got 100 grand, you said, right?
Bob, you and I have 120. How many operators do you need? Well, only one operator can run a dozer at a time. So you'd have to ask Todd on that, because
that would be a county.
I don't employ an operator.
We've had three employees working with Jeff. Mark Hards has been running an excavator. Luke Mullen has been running a dozer. And Dave Hutchis is his normal guy that's with him basically full-time throughout the season, unless he's plowing snow for us. Okay. So Dave is basically reports to Jeff. The rest of them are still on loan. They're normally on our staff, but this summer they've been basically at his disposal. So if you added a dozer, probably Luke would move into that dozer. Mm-hmm. Our other dozer can do smaller projects still. Yes, it has 11,000 hours on it. Yes, it needs to be replaced.
It's still, I mean, it's still operable.
It's not junk. You have a lot of old iron out there. And I agree wholeheartedly, this program needs to change. You can't keep equipment this long. You're putting huge amounts of money into repairs. So that's up on it. It boils down to money. You know, how much can we spend on new equipment, upgrading equipment, then putting protocols into like Chemung every X amount of years to sell this equipment off, get that back towards the purchase of a new equipment to offset the cost.
I have one question.
So Soil and Water has 120. Is that what we're saying, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
And Chemung wants how much?
240.
I have one question about that, Bob, first.
Pardon?
I just have a question about that first. Just because you have a couple experts here about it. All right. You said brand new ones. They both look backwards. For a brand new one, you're saying 290. This used one's 240. Would it be in the best interest of county funds for $50,000 to buy a brand new one, so we're getting 4 years newer, no hours, and we're also getting that warranty that Chemung County is going for? I mean, that's my only thing. You figure that's only $12,500 extra per year.
You want to elaborate? In my eyes, you're correct.
Yep,
my eyes. But I really believe you need to put a program in that you're going to keep it, whatever you guys decide, 3, 5, 7 at the year mark, and then turn that over to a new machine.
And I agree with you. We do that in the town of Campbell. All of our stuff's brand new. We turn it over every 3 to 4 years. We're still getting good trade-in values for it, and we can budget payments. We can't budget breakdowns.
And what's your repair cost for the town?
We don't have it. Unless somebody runs over something, right, blows a tire. I've been there 10 years, and we have no repair cost on equipment.
It's a huge investment to get started with, but as the time goes on, you start getting your payout back for the cost of repairs goes down immensely.
The problem is with the budget process, when you look at the dollar that Jack always presents to us, we only have a limited amount of money to sit out there and actually spend. And the biggest thing we have is the highway department, and that's where it usually gets the cuts. And unfortunately, to keep the taxes where it's at, and it keeps going up anyways, there's really no other resolve sitting out there.
Right.
So fortunately, we have the ARPA funds right now to sit out there and try to supplement this and bring us back into some perspective of where this equipment age-wise should be. So
we have a lot of fund balance that wouldn't be part of like raising the tax cap, for example. That, we could do some of that.
We don't want to talk about that.
Well,
now, machinery that you're getting rid of, we should be buying some of yours.
Now, there's another thing to look at here.
Yeah, thank you.
It's 50 grand for a new one, but we just bought 4 dump trucks last month, and we're talking darn near 2 years to get them. If you decide here today you want to buy a new dozer,
that could be 2 years out.
How long is it going to be? Three years?
That was kind of my reason for when I found out Shemung was going to be selling this one, and I have it in my possession on a job site right now, and we've used it for 100 hours or so or better. I know what kind of shape it's in. It's available. If you go to buy a new machine, you're going to have to bid it out.
Well, you got to bid it out. And you probably aren't going to get it for 2 years. We need it now.
Yeah.
My move would be, if you want to start buying new, let's look at it through the budget process and work it out. Right now, we need a dozer. So
you need a short-term plan and a long-term plan, basically, is what boils down.
The short-term plan is you got one in-house that you can buy, and we got it for now.
Jack, as far as ability to purchase from another municipality, no restrictions. Okay.
Yep.
So if you want, you
can offer them a deal.
So I need a motion if you're interested in doing that from the Public Works. Carol had something to say.
I was just going to say there are a lot of towns that have those 3-year, 5-year programs, and I think it would behoove us to, find out what towns have that program and maybe work with them because the delivery is going to be, very extended out at this point.
For anything new.
Yeah, exactly.
So somebody on Public Works would be interested in making a motion to spend $120,000 towards purchase of this dozer.
I'll make that motion.
Doc made it.
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay.
Through the stipulation, we take it from ARPA funds.
Well, I don't know. Let finance decide where you're going to take it from. Let's let finance decide where to take it from. John?
Okay, so Jeff, you're borrowing this dozer. Do you rent the dozer from this county? What's happening with it?
Well, when you talk about shared service stuff, so I have worked in Shemung County with my excavator in the past. So that was kind of a payback that they allowed me to use their equipment.
So you don't have a dozer. So this is giving you a new piece of equipment sitting out there. And if we do that, we also have the backup of the county dozer sitting out there.
Well, you still have the 2 county dozers.
Okay.
Plus this one.
So this gives us a little extra equipment sitting out there that would be yours to use.
Not only for me, if Todd needed me to go
do shared services, a county and the soil and water would own it together.
We're all working together, even if a town,
Well, I'm just saying we got
a town needed help doing something, we would send an operator with a dozer down there. Yeah, it's for the greater good of the county, basically. I think that's what Cat was going to offer them. So I'm matching what Cat was going to offer him. If Cat gives him the money, then we lose the deal.
Yep.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. Any other conversation? Any other questions? If not, call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll let finance figure out where the money's coming from. It's always nice to kick it to another committee.
So as far as the ice jam situation goes in Campbell, I spent quite a bit of money down there on the removal of all those trees.
And that worked.
Working great. So I did solve one problem down there.
Matter of fact, we had trees float up into there during this.
That's what it was supposed to do. See, that's what I'm saying. The channel size itself is correct. The floodplains, we just needed to get more access to the floodplains. So what I'm hoping in the future is once we keep getting more access to that floodplain, even in high waters, it should reduce the flooding in the town. But when you had the amount of water that came down through there from that one storm event, it's always flooded down through there. I remember the days when there was ice cubes floating down Main Street. So, and the buses froze to the ground at the school. So.
Okay. Any other questions for Jeff?
No more.
No. Good presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
I won that one.
Yeah.
You glad I asked for you to come?
All right. Highways. Todd?
All right. Well, on some good news, instead of spending money, you guys are going to be getting some. Before Steve Catherman and Vince left the office last year, they put together a request for funds and submitted them to Bridge New York program. On December 15th, I received an email showing the results of the awardees. Steuben County received $4,565,700 in funding for the replacement of Smith Road Bridge in Coopers Plains over the Cohocton River. At this time, we're currently awaiting a phone call from the regional representative from DOT. When this call comes, Steve Catherman has agreed to help us get this process started. So that was something that was unexpected, that we weren't planning on receiving any funds for that.
Will that be a in-house job or no. Will that be a
contractor? Yes. Yep.
Okay.
How
are we coming on hiring a second crew for the bridge?
It's completed.
Completed. Okay.
Yes. All your CHIPS money has been submitted and approved. For the normal CHIPS money, you got $6,304,349.23. We've got notice of approval today. Everything looked good. Payment will be here in March. We have received payment already on Pave New York and Extreme Winter Recovery, which was $2,836,036.39. So all of our funding will be back in.
So where does the CHIPS money this year versus last year?
I won't know until April 1st.
So you're saying we're getting 6.2?
We will in March. That is for work we did.
But what I'm saying, what did we get last year?
That's what I'm saying. This is last year money.
That's reimbursement.
That has but been
get the year before that.
See, this is one of the issues with the CHIPS money. For the towns and the county,
you have to
do the work and pay for the project. So the towns and the county need to have cash to pay for this up front, because you got to show the county or you got to show the state DOT a canceled check where that's been cashed. So the towns and you got different towns I represent, and I go to some towns and they have it right down where they don't have much of a surplus, and they're constantly, they almost have to borrow to pay for the CHIP program, because they won't get their CHIP money until they show a paid check. So the county has to have this extra cash to pay for this, the $4 million or $2 million, whatever it is. You got to pay for that, have a canceled check before the state will pay you. If you don't come up with a canceled check, they don't pay you.
Yep.
This will pose a problem for us going forward too with FEMA. Anything that's over $131,000 as a project becomes a large project, and that is only paid out through basically canceled invoices where we pay our vendors for our products. So if it's $131,000 or less, it's a small project. They do an estimate and they cut you a check immediately. So a lot of our work is large project work.
So a lot of some towns don't do that.
Well, yeah, we budget for the expense and the revenue, and we have enough cash to float it in between.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need to have that floating cash.
Yeah,
you really do. Towns do too.
Yeah,
villages, do that. Cities, absolutely. Whatever they do.
That was the only updates from the highway side. I talked to Steve, landfills. He didn't have anything to update. So I guess we can go to bids if you're ready.
Okay, you don't have anything, Steve? No, sir. Okay. We don't have to make a motion to approve that money, do we?
Nope.
Okay, good. All right, the bids.
All right, your first bid is clean and inspect leachate treatment plant holding tanks and lines. Steve has talked with Rich Bills. They have given approval on DECRA at $45,183.75. So we would recommend that you award that to them.
Let's, for the sake of time, which we have burnt through a lot of it, we'll make one motion for the whole thing.
For the whole thing? All right.
Work through it.
Second bid will be stone fill, and this will be a multiple award based on lowest cost. The quadrants are highlighted. There's multiple vendors.
And some of this is if we pick up or they deliver, right?
Quadrants are delivered product. First page of the bid is FOB, and that's our county trucks going to location. Depending on where we're at, who's the closest, mm-hmm. will determine who we'd pick it up from.
Okay. Next.
C is lubricants. Spoke to Jerry this morning. This bid is a lot higher than last year's bid, but we can, if you award this, we can still compare this with our OGS pricing. So we can take what the state has against what we have, and we'll leverage that to the best of our ability to give us the best price. We'll just, when he's ordering, he'll look at both prices, and if our bid's lower, we'll take it from ours, and if state bid's lower, we'll take it from there. And that will be for BWE LLC, and that amount is $274,426.77.
Okay, was there any questions on that one? If not, next.
Collection and recycling of electronic waste. Again, talked with Steve. He is comfortable with Sun King, and that would be awarded at $53,051.
Well, you got lots of bids, at least four of them, so that's good.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. This will be an extension for the industrial mechanical for John W. Danforth Company. They did have an option to give us a cost increase, but they kept it down at only a 5%. So it's $4.57. So the new total would be $96.06. It's right in the specs that they could do that. But if you rejected this and went out to bid, we feel that you would probably be another $5, maybe even $10 higher per hour, seeing how the industry is right now. And Eric verified that with me.
Okay.
And the final is another extension. This is going to be the same. So this is AMRO Forestry. They've done all the forestry for us for the services in the past. It'll stay at $9.64 an acre for the management plan and 8.91% for administration and oversight of the total gross sale. And it's identical to last year's.
All right. Is there a motion to accept the bids?
So moved.
Second. The motion is second. Any other comments? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's carried. Is there, I don't think we have anything else, do we? You have anything, Jack?
I have a question.
Sure.
I don't know if, Jack, you were aware of it, but as part of the building renovation projects that we were doing, the Caton shop was going to build their own office.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told that they've been told when they were getting ready to do the project to hold off and don't move forward until we get a new highway commissioner in place. And that seems like the two aren't even connected. We'd already approved that $60-some thousand of money to be spent.
Right.
And they're willing to do the work themselves. So why are we holding them up?
I have no idea. This is the first I knew of it.
Neither do I. We will check.
Okay. Thank you.
I think when they were told to hold off, it was because we needed them out on storm damage. And we took that whole shop away from what they were planning on doing. If the storms wanted to come in, that gave them time to build the shop. But Vince pulled them at that time to go out to the roads to open them back up to traveling public, because that was put in place before the storm hit. So that was some of the delay. I don't know if it was all the delay, but that was the majority of it.
But the fact that they were told that they're waiting on a new highway commissioner to decide whether we're going to do it or not, I mean, it.
That didn't come out of the public works department. So at least not out of my mouth.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, there's no reason why they couldn't go ahead and work on it now. I think the road work emergency part of it's all done.
Yes, all the shoulders are back in place. Mostly the bridge crew is overwhelmed at this point with bridge damaged wing walls, scouring, new rail. They have a full plate. Yeah. Plus they have their normal schedule to get ready for next year.
And you've hired a second crew?
There's a second crew. They're all young. You lost a lot of senior guys a couple years back. So
yeah, I know we lost with that early retirement that cleaned one whole bridge crew out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was aware of that. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. This was a longer day today.